It's Friday, the 3rd of January 2014, and it's another wild morning. As far as I can tell, because it's still fairly dark, is it's overcast. There's definitely moisture in the air, though not raining, but as you can hear, the high winds are back. I do hear that some areas of the country are going to experience flooding today, and that's not good, is it? It's never good. But something to do with the strength of the wind and its direction and extremely high tides. The funny thing was, I did hear one person mention high spring tides. Are we in the spring yet? Don't think so, although the garden seems to think so. Standing under the overhang of the shed, out of that cold, strong wind. And although I can't see clearly just now, yesterday afternoon I noticed that this big laurel bush that I have, it's about 14 feet high. Massive big thing. It's absolutely covered in new growth. It's crazy. And there's Stefano Slandi over there in Montreal. Minus 27 degrees. Oh my goodness. My goodness. So anyway, this morning, at this precise moment in time, I'm feeling good. And that's a big surprise, because I had one heck of a night. Really, I had a terrible night. It's a shame to talk over that wonder of nature, isn't it? Oh, shut up after a wee while. But I had a terrible night last night. Ah, restless legs, RLS again, plagued me for ages. And then the rest of the night I tossed and turned. I had a couple of not so nice dreams and woke up with a real sore back this morning, which is unusual for me if I'm up at 7. I haven't had that for a long while, but I guess it was all the tossing and turning and trying to find a position that would alleviate all the things that were bugging me during the night. Oh, a terrible night. Crawled out of bed at 7 this morning, just shattered, absolutely shattered. And now I'm feeling okay. I'll catch on, no doubt. Oh, another wee sip of tea. But that's what happens. You just have to accept it. I've made my mind up not to brood on things. 2014 is definitely going to be a year of positive thinking. I'll no doubt I'll get caught out being negative at times, but I'm going to strive to be that way. Just say, hey, okay, it was a rotten night, get over it. You'll probably have a good sleep tonight. So there you go. That's a start to 2014. I would not want to be on the hilltop just now. I'm sheltered here, but if I step out, whoa. So, you know, it's still very strange for me to say 2014. Just, I'd be happy. Actually, take that back, rewind it. I'd be happy, not wishing a year of my life away, by the way, but I'd be happy to say, I'm standing here and it's January 3rd, 2015. Because then I'll be officially, as far as the government's concerned, a retired OAP. And I know that on that, my birth date, which is this month, no, I'm not dropping hints, I'm just saying that, let's just say things that will be sorted out when I'm officially 2015 years old. But I'm officially 65, which will aid our lifestyle. I won't go into details, it's just a fact. It's just a fact. I think they sound it, those guys from Dragnet. It's just the facts, man. Just the facts. So there you go. Not much on the mind this morning. Just getting on with things we can. It's good to have plans, it's good to have dreams and aspirations for a year. And it's good if you get to the end of the year, you've fulfilled as many of those as you can. We'll wait and see. I think Mary's going to get blown all the way up to the church this morning. She may have a fight in her hands getting back home though.